says, "Vanitak el Hashem," you cried out to Hashem. It's also just the davening. If a person davens and does ceremonial prayer, he's not going to get what he wants. Hashem's not getting what he wants. Hashem wants us to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel how much we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we're creating Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the shofar blowing now. So the Shemoyah, you wake yourself up to realize the tremendous power we have. Hashem is close to us, and He wants us to show that we're close to Him. And the way we do it is by crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "We need you. We need your Tiyad and Shemayah." It's important also not to daven just for oneself, because you're cutting yourself off from Klal Yisrael. It's about the entire Klal Yisrael. The needs that you have are all needs of all the Klal Yisrael. We know also, says the Chofetz Chaim, a time for tefillah is when a person does a mitzvah that creates a closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a time which is a sugal for tefillah. Whenever you do a mitzvah, right afterwards, it's a good time to say a tefillah. That's why it's a minute to say a rachma after Birch the Muslim. Because Birch the Muslim needs to say the raisa. Afterwards, have a list of requests of rachma, Hashem Shem Rachmanis, and you should be safe with the mispah properly for Klal Yisrael, for Koy Shemayim. There's that when everything goes good for Klal Yisrael, Koy Shemayim, people see, oh, look how it is, people are close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the other way around, not so. So, Mitzvah Shem Shem Seicha, to not sleep through Shemona Esrei. One of the miracles, if you made it through Shemona Esrei sleeping, you should thank Hashem that you didn't fall down in the middle. It's also a tremendous one of Tilei Briya. So, that's also a good feeling. Go upon him that we have this tremendous prayer. Take advantage of it and see Yeshua's behavior.